You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome.
What's the matter? You didn't hear it? You didn't hear it?
We heard you.
Let me say it again. Welcome. Is that good?
Yeah.
Good.
Much better.
Good. Much better. Hey, listeners, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We got a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. And remember one thing. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond. And for those folks who are just turning the watch and say, what's this all about? We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. But before we begin, let me introduce you to the players tonight. On the right, we have the adorable, the beautiful, the smart one in our family, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Cole.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'm here and looking forward to the show tonight, February 17, 2019 edition of Blind and Beyond radio show.
And to my left, listen to this one, the co-host with the mostest, the one who is so smart, the one who knows pretty much everything in the blind community. Miss Sheila Young, co-host.
That's right. Everything you said is true, Sheila.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. I hope you're listening, and I hope you will call in.
Yes. And behind the scenes, behind the glass that Sheila and I can't see, but they're there. Are you there, Mr. Chris Shaw, engineer and producer?
Yeah, this crowd back here just laughing at you, Mike. You are so hilarious.
Where are you putting all those people?
Are we trying to hold him down over here? It's hard, though.
Okay, and sitting next to him on his lap, oh my goodness gracious, what will her husband say? Miss Charlotte Massey. Charlotte, you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
This is Miss Charlotte Massey.
It'll be nice if her husband listened.
When you call in, she's the one who's answering the phone. That's she's right. Going to say Blind and Beyond. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks,
how about some shout outs?
Okay, let's do some shout outs.
I don't have any. Do you, Sheila?
No, I really don't.
Chris.
Other than safe travels to all of those from the Florida Council that are going to be traveling to Washington, D.C., and the American Council that will be flying to Washington, D.C.
When, Sheila, when?
Some will be leaving Wednesday, but I'm flying Saturday, so let's hope and pray I have safe flight good and decent weather.
You're heading to
Washington. You better wear something nice and warm because it's cold up there.
I know.
Wow, she's going to Washington.
Hey, folks, hope you can call in tonight. The phone number to call in case you forgot, 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it again for those folks who didn't hear it again, 894.
Oh, that's your number.
I say it again. I'm getting confused myself before we even start the show.
See what you did,
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Let me tell you something about this show, folks. This is reality at its best. This is, well, we try to entertain. We try to be fun. We try to educate and place for employment for the jobs. And you folks listening for the first time say, what is this all about? Like I said, we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community.
And the crazy.
You got Jim on the line.
Jim on the line from Kissimmee. He got something at stake, something that's really at heart.
Okay.
That he really wants to talk about.
Okay, we got Jim Kissimmee calling in already. Jim?
So, well, this is very important. We had an incident at the lighthouse with somebody that had a guide dog. This needs to be talked about because I intend to make a lot of trouble for drivers that do this. What happened was we had an NFB meeting. The girl went out to get in a cab in her car. The driver said, I can't give you the cuss word, but it began with a D. So I said, I don't give a D what the law says, right? If I had been at the car and with her, I would have detained the driver, called the cops, and did that. We are not causing a scene. Well, you have to be passive and say, well, let the driver go. And you know what's unfortunate is that, you know, and I'm tired of all these blind people being thrown out of cars with guide dogs.
It's a problem.
So okay, Jim. Let me, this is Sheila, and I'm going to tell you, if it was a driver that was there on behalf of Access Links, this needs...
No, it was with Lyft. So I am going to call River Cabano.
Jim, listen to...
Okay, to begin with, she should have had the driver's name. There is a number. She can go on her Lyft.
Yeah, but the driver, but she couldn't get the driver's number. She was totally blind. The driver took off, was rude, and said, I don't give a damn what the law says. And she sped out of the parking lot.
Jim.
Okay.
Well, they have to have a record because they sent her to there.
Hold on. I know how it works. Jim, you need to call me off air.
Well, no, I wanted to mention on the air to let everybody know that we're not doing enough because if I am ever at the lighthouse or anywhere where that happens, I will detain the driver, call the cops, and make a scene until something's done, somebody does something.
I understand what you're saying.
But we still can get them in
happened.
Trouble.
Yes, it has happened many times. There is recourse. There is...
One time.
Jim, there is recourse. There is recourse. Okay? So you need to...
No, I know it's be nice. Like our vice president and MP said, you have to be nice and call up and say, oh, you picked on one of our people. No, I will cause a problem if this is not solved with the drivers, and I'll cause a scene wherever I'm at because I'm sticking up for the blind people.
Well, and because, all of us do, okay? Jim. All of us do.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in.
We're very well aware of it.
Thanks for calling in, Jim.
No, he's right.
That's Jim from Kissimmee.
He is right.
Yeah, he's right, but the only one thing. You can either sit there and get a cop, or if you didn't, then all you have to do is call in again.
Right.
Whoever they called to order them.
She could have complained to Lyft.
That's all. And I would do, but only one thing. If you're just going to complain, I want better than a complaint. I want something back in my pocket.
But, Michael, the issue that people don't understand is if it's a Lyft driver, mm-hmm. when you're assigned that driver, mm-hmm. it's in your account.
Correct.
So
I understood that.
No, you don't because you've never used Lyft.
No. We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180. Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I certainly hope you do, phone number is 407-894-1680. Well, we have a guest caller calling all the way from North Carolina. That's right. His name is Richard Oliver, and he happens to be from Industries of the Blind.
That's right, and Richard is the Director of Community Outreach and Government Relations at Industries of the Blind.
Richard, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi, Richard.
We're doing.
Hey, you should be here. What's wrong with that picture?
I wish I was there.
It's very hot here, though, now.
It's 36 degrees and rainy here. So
it's
80.
It's 80 here and sunny.
Well, that's sunny.
I'll take 80 and sunny all day long.
How you doing, Richard?
I am good. How about yourself, Sheila?
We're good.
Well, tell us about Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina.
So last time I was on, you know, I was talking about that accounts receivable, accounts position, accounts payable position. Well, it's still open, so I am still looking for people to give us a call, you know, send in your resumes. You know, we really want to fill this position. So I am pushing that one again tonight. If you have experience doing accounts receivable, accounts payable, reach out to our HR department. I never can remember. I know our switchboard operator number, which is 336-274-1591, and you can ask for Laverne Goodridge, and she can give you all the details about that job.
Oh, I apologize. I did share it. So
you have to say it again for people who didn't hear it again. Say it again, the phone number.
So our switchboard number is 336-274-1591. And then you can just ask for Laverne Goodridge.
And when you speak to Laverne, don't forget to tell her you heard her on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Thank you, Michael. I always forget to say that. And so I'm glad you jump in there, because that is very true. It's really helpful to us if people out there who are listening, if they're going to call, whether it's this position or a lot of the manufacturing positions that we have open, it's important that we know where people hear about us.
So you have other positions other than the AR?
We always have manufacturing positions for people who are blind. Again, we provide all the training, 401k, medical, dental, vision. We have the relocation package that we offer for up to $2,500 to help relocate somebody if they're from out of North Carolina. So we always do. And we've been the last week or so has been super busy because we've been bidding on multiple contracts. Some of them, you know, a lot of them are textile related since we do a lot of that. But one big one that, fingers crossed, we'll hear back in about 60 days that we'll win, I hope, is one for warehousing and distribution. So that'll be a big one, because that'll open up a whole lot of employment opportunities for us.
Wow, that's awesome.
I hope we're the one that win the award. So we'll see. I should know in, I would say, 60 days, because it takes a while.
Well, if anybody has any questions for Richard, please call in 407-894-1680.
It's also on our webpage, in case you missed it. It's also on our webpage. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can always find Industries of the Blind.
Yeah, so we continue doing our programs that we're doing. I talked about our Big Brother, Big Sister program that's up and running, and we've got multiple people that are, you know, paired up with people who are brand new hires. You know, just orient them to the building, orienting them to the, you know, the city here. So it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun at work. It was Hawaiian. We have themed Fridays. So it was a Hawaiian theme this past Friday, and I happened to be wearing a grass skirt to work last Friday.
I would have loved to have seen that.
That's funny.
Well, from what I understand, there's a picture floating around on somebody's Facebook page who's taking pictures of me at work. So.
Probably end up seeing it on LinkedIn.
So, Richard, anybody that's listening, how long is your training period?
Well, it varies according to the person. So there's no set time. I mean, let's just say you come in and you already have the skills, then the training period is going to be way less. But we don't require people for the manufacturing positions to come in with with skills. We do all the training. So it could take, I mean, it could take 6-8 weeks at least.
And they're still getting paid.
Yeah.
So once they're hired, it doesn't matter how long it takes to train them.
Right. I mean, you know, 8 weeks is a pretty good 2 months. So, Yeah, some people learn faster than other people. It's all about the person. And we have, you know, we have trainers in-house that are working with individuals and just try to progress their skills.
And what's your ratio of blind to sighted?
So direct labor, it's 75%.
Okay.
75% blind.
Mm-hmm. Or visually impaired.
Right. Well, no, blind, right?
Oh, okay. Blind.
Meeting that legal definition, because we work under a program called the Ability One program.
Right.
So in the Ability One program, the law says that you have to maintain at least a minimum of 75% blind direct labor. Right. So meeting that legal definition of blindness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's we always strive for higher. The higher, the better is what we're looking for.
Right. And I know we've asked you this before, but how many do you employ throughout the entire facility?
So we have a total of about 252 people, total. About 150 of those folks, 151-ish, somewhere right in there, are people who are blind.
Uh-huh.
That's something.
Yep.
Well, hopefully they're listening tonight. Maybe one of them will call in, say hey.
Yeah, you know they want to harass me. You know they do.
One of them, you have to tell
me. Yeah, I told Richard that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your weather like? Did you say it's cold?
No, he said
cold.
It's in the 30s.
Yeah, it's 36, and it's been raining all weekend long, and they're calling for rain, like, all week.
Wow.
So it'll be okay. As long as it doesn't snow or ice, it can rain and be cold all at once.
Richard, why don't you tell the people who are tuning in for the first time about the benefits besides the relocation incentive?
Sure. So just a little bit of background, right? So Industries of the Blind has been around in Greensboro since 1933. So, right, we're over 85 years old of employing people who are blind. As a company, we, you know, after you're employed, of course, right, some of our benefits are we have, you know, medical, dental, vision, supplemental life insurance. There's a company-sponsored 401k. We have college tuition reimbursement if you want to go back to school. And then, of course, right, there is the relocation package where we're going to help you to be able to move to North Carolina, to Greensboro. And we're partnered up with some of the apartment complexes here in town so that they can, you know, some of them have given us some special rates when people move in and they come to those apartments. So we are working it hard to really try, because we really are looking for people. We reach out, you know, from sea to shining sea to try to find people that are interested in coming to work with us.
I think we have a caller. Is it for Richard in a minute? Yeah. I can't hear you, Chris.
Give me a minute.
Yeah. We'll just get him on while Richard's on. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So,
it's our good friend. You know who he is. He migrated from Philadelphia area and moved on over to the North Carolina area. You know this man,
Mr.
ladies and gentlemen.
Kevin.
My man, Kevin. What's going on?
He's from Pittsburgh. They're not from Philly.
Philly, Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah. Chris is wrong. I'm not from Philly.
I know that. You're not an Eagles fan.
That's right.
Oh. Look, all I know is I know you're an Eagles fan.
No, he's not.
No?
No.
Oh, no.
Steelers. You know all your Eagles look alike nowadays, so everybody green and flying all over the place.
Yep. Oh, I got a great question for Richard.
All right.
Oh.
Let's hear it, Kevin.
Oh, How many reasons can you think of to move to Greensboro?
How many reasons?
Yeah.
I can think of a whole lot of reasons. the top reason is because the Industries of the Blind is there. The other reason is once this weather goes away and spring and summertime roll in here, Greensboro actually has a whole lot of festivals that are done here. There's a blues festival, there's jazz festivals, there's barbecue festivals, there's rib festivals, there's all kinds of fun festival things that the folk festival is here to be able to get engaged.
What were you going to say, Kevin? Out,
meet people.
What were you going to say, Kevin?
What were we going to say,
Michael's
Kevin?
Asking.
Well, let's see. Well, some more reasons. There's two colleges right in the area.
Two colleges in the area?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding, yeah.
Yep. So, Guilford and UNC.
Well, there's actually more like seven.
I meant bigger ones.
He meant bigger ones, he said.
Oh, okay, because if we're saying, right, there's Bennett College, which is an all-female college. There's Greensboro College, which is a private Methodist school. Then there's Guilford College, which is a private Quaker school. There's the University of North Carolina in Greensboro. That's four off the top of my head. There's the A&T University. Chris, there you go.
For
my guys. It's a big university town. I mean, there's a lot of college-aged folks here.
So what else do you have to say, Kevin? Why should people move there and join?
There's all kinds of shopping.
Mm-hmm.
All your major retailers are right here also.
And you appreciate that because where you were before, there wasn't too much up there in upstate PA.
Oh, where I was in Pittsburgh, the nearest mall was 15 miles away.
Oh, wow.
So, Kevin, I guess you're happy there, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Well, the money was not as good, right? Kevin, the money's good.
That's just Kevin.
Sound a little bit more enthusiastic.
Yeah.
The money's good.
That's just Kevin.
No, I think the best place I've lived was Vermont. Only problem is no transportation there.
So, you, Kevin.
No jobs.
Yeah, Kevin, you need to say, yes, I'm happy here.
Yeah. So the transportation here is good too.
Oh, good,
decent. So there's a bunch of reasons.
And well, people are friendly, right? People are friendly.
Well, you know, what? In the Greensboro area, it's a lot of rich history there too. I know from the times before that I've been there when playing football or whatnot. When we go up there to visit A&T. You learn something new every time. So it's really, really a rich history in the Greensboro area from that point of view.
But on the other hand, where are you going to go for a great climate and jobs and friendly people like that?
Where they pay you to move.
Yep, they pay you to move.
Right. There's 100 parks in the area. The weather is beautiful. We are the friendliest people around, if I'm probably biased. But, That's my story.
And you're sticking to it.
If they're all like you, then they really are.
Thanks, Kevin, for calling in.
Yep. We'll catch you later.
Okay. But, have a good week, Kevin.
I'll see you tomorrow, Kevin.
Oh, they're working tomorrow.
See, I'm off tomorrow.
Our distribution center folks, they're off because they get all the federal holidays. Mm-hmm. And so this one, unfortunately, we're working. Again, right, I can't reiterate enough about how I've been at Industries of the Blind for over 20 years. So it's a fantastic place to me, and people are happy. We get along. We have a lot of diversity there. There's people from all over the world that work with us. So it's a really fun place to work.
It's amazing. Well, 20 years.
It's a shame you don't hire older people.
Why you moving?
So we have a gentleman that is 84 years old that works with us.
Wow.
He comes to work every single day, and he is He is fantastic. He is fantastic. He's probably the most, one of the most sarcastic people that I know. But he is not only is he hilarious, but he's a super nice guy.
Well, and that's what a lot of people don't understand, that, you know, visually impaired and blind people that are older are dedicated. They want to work and they want to be active. So, you know, it's a tribute to those of us that are older that say, you know, hey, these are people that want
to
work.
Don't forget, Greensboro is a place to go for a better climate, too. It's not too cold like up north, and it's not too hot like when Florida gets to be hot.
Well, thanks for joining us again tonight, Richard.
You guys are very welcome.
It's always good to talk
next
with
time,
you.
Next time, have some of your people call in again. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Not that you're not
fun.
Yeah,
well, I will be texting them when we get jump off the phone and find out why they're not.
Maybe a couple of the people that got awards I saw on LinkedIn. Some of the people, they get the award of the month.
Oh, wow.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Our employee of the year. Let me reach out to our employee of the year.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And get him to give you guys a shout.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a fantastic night.
You too.
You too. Stay warm.
Take care.
Bye, Richard.
That's Richard.
Bye-bye.
From Greensboro, North Carolina. Richard Oliver from Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll be right back with our first trivia, and it's going to be a doozy. I'm telling you now, it's going to be different. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back. Right back with a great trivia.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Before we go to a very unusual trivia, which I'm going to talk to you in a second, we have a caller calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. His name is Jason. Jason, are you there?
I am here.
So what do you have to say for yourself, Jason?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say hello to you and Lynn and hello to Sheila.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Good, good. I was actually calling in because I wanted to make a couple of comments regarding the caller who called in the beginning of the show regarding the guide dog issue with the lift, I guess it was.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say, because I am visually impaired and I do have a guide dog, and I have had instances happen both with Lyft and Uber, and I would like to let him know, as well as anybody else who has an issue, that both of these companies are being very proactive in making their drivers aware that they have to allow people with guide dogs allowed to be able to travel in their vehicles. I know two things. First of all, that when a driver signs up to drive for either Uber or Lyft, they must agree in their contract, and it is specifically in writing, that they have to allow people with all disabilities and people with service animals to be able to ride just the same as anybody else. Number two, both of these companies both have accessibility departments that handle things just of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've had instances with Uber specifically, hasn't happened in a long time, but I've had it to where a driver will refuse me, and I've reported this to Uber, and there's an investigation department for accessibility for people with disabilities with guide dogs, and those drivers have been removed from the Uber platform.
Well, and Jason, what I was trying to tell Jim is when you get, and tell me if I'm correct, when you get your driver assignment, you have the name, you have the car number, you have the description, and you have the contact information, so it's in your account, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
You do have in your account, you have a list of all and every single one of the trips that you have taken,
right,
at the time and date, who it was, what type of car, and right, everything down to the minute.
Right. And you can go into your menu and you can contact customer service and you can say, okay, I had an issue with this ride, and they know who you're talking about.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. So I wanted Jim to be rest assured that there is total recourse for this and that you have to go through the proper channels to be uh-huh. able to do this, but there is definitely recourse, and these drivers they're dealt with. And if necessary, they're either given a warning and or if it happens again, they are terminated.
Right. So
thanks for calling in, Jason.
Thank you, dear.
Not a problem.
Thanks. That's Jason from West Palm Beach, Florida. Thanks. Thank you, Jason. Right now, we'll go to trivia. All right, so listen to this trivia. This is a big one. We're giving away a $25 gift card from Olive Garden. That's the prize, $25 gift card from Olive Garden. Here's the deal. This is a question. We're not playing music. It's a question. The question is this way. I want four. Now listen to the, I just said four. And here's the question. A singer group, there's always a lead singer to the group. There's been lead singers that have left the group and became famous on their own. They had hit records after they left the group. I want to know four lead singers that left the group and became famous on their own accord after they left the group. I want to know four. There's many. All you have to do is name four. Okay, there's no right answer. I just want four. Four different people that have had hit records after they left the group. Okay, there's four. If you only mention two or three, you don't win. You have to get four. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it again, 407-894-1680. Lead singers that left the group that had hit records and are very well known after they left the group. These are lead singers.
Okay.
While we're waiting, I want four of them.
While we're waiting for the callers, Michael, I'd like to
go ahead.
Give a few bits of information about from Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. First of all, remind everybody, wow, it's coming up really soon. Saturday, March 2nd, is the 30th annual Sight and Soul Walk Fest at Cranes Drews Park from 4 to 7 p.m. It's one of the Lighthouse Central Florida's largest community events, and it's evolved over the years from a traditional awareness walk to a family-friendly street festival. And the event is meant to raise funds and bring community awareness to the issues facing Central Florida's blind and visually impaired community. And also, and Sheila, I'm sure you'll have something to say about that after, I want to remind everybody that there's so many jobs available right now at Lighthouse Central Florida, Lighthouse Works. And if you're interested in becoming a member of the team, please submit your resume to jobs@lighthousecfl.org. And let me just give you an example of some of the jobs. We don't have any callers yet, Michael.
Yep. I have the Employee of the Year on the phone line with us.
Oh.
From Industries of the Blind, who called in.
Let's take him. Waiting for trivia. Okay, but it's trivia by the number, in case you want to know again, it's 407-894-1680. Let's hear from Greensboro, North Carolina. What's his name?
First-time caller from Greensboro, North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, put your hands together for Rick James.
Rick James?
James. J-A-N-E-S?
Is it J-A-M-E-S?
No.
J-A-N-E-S.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was the famous musician, James.
No, I'm not that famous.
So tell us, Rick, what happened? You won an award?
I did.
Yeah?
I am Industries of the Blind in Greensboro's Employee of the Year this year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So what did you have to do to get the award?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What did you have to do to get the award since you won it?
It's actually a Career Achiever Award. So I started with Industries of the Blind 3 years ago as a sewer and moved my way to their distribution center. And I've kind of worked my way up the rung of the ladder there.
Okay.
Where did you move from, Rick?
I moved to Greensboro from Chicago, Illinois.
You wanted to get out of the cold.
Yeah, right. I sure did, but it's almost as cold down here.
It's not as bad as Chicago. That's why they call Chicago the Windy City.
Yes, sir.
So what do you do outside of work?
Outside of work, I am also a blind bowler. So I'm on the Gate City Blind Bowlers League.
Mm-hmm.
I also bowl on a sighted league. I am the only visually impaired person on that league, and I keep up with pretty much everybody else.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great.
I also, 2 years ago, I started up my own internet business. So I'm an independent business owner with a company called Simple Corp Global.
That's awesome.
And they sell men's and women's grooming products.
Well,
so
you apparently are a very motivated individual, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Wish you the best.
And thanks. And on top of that, I also take some classes through Hadley School for the Blind for NIB, training on leadership and just business communications and stuff like that.
Charlotte, take down his address. We're going to send him a bracelet. We're going to send you a bracelet from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you wear it. I wear mine all the time.
And congratulations on your award from Industries of the Blind. That's really great.
Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't hang up. Mm-hmm. We'll take it. Take his address. We'll send him a bracelet. We have any callers on the line?
Give me a minute. Charlotte's on the phone with three callers right now, all at the same time.
All right.
Like, she's over here working hard, and I'm sitting here looking at her like, poor baby.
Just remember one thing. They got to guess all four lead singers.
Good luck with them, for them, because I couldn't do it. So.
No, Charlotte did.
Well, she's smarter than me.
So give the trivia one more time so we have a clear understanding, because as you were giving it, we were getting
You have a singing group, whether it's man or woman, right? Singing groups. They all have one lead singer in the group. It's a lead singer, right?
Okay.
That lead singer left the group.
And went solo.
And then they became famous on their own right as a solo singer, whether it be man or woman. There's been many. I've only won four.
Okay, so like Lauren Hardy?
No, I want singing groups. Oh. Lead singers from singing groups.
Oh, Charlie Chaplin. Okay. Yeah. I'm in
lead
the wrong.
Lead singers, men and women.
I'm in the wrong field. Okay.
I'm going to give you one right now.
Well, no.
No?
Because people don't know who I'm
no,
talking.
No. We got. Don't.
They got it.
Yeah, I think they got they it. Got Somebody going to touch bases with you.
Okay.
And you're going to, I want to see your eyelids light up.
All right.
Lynn, you didn't finish talking about jobs.
I know, I was interrupted.
I know.
Well, you got a few seconds. Go ahead.
Thank you, everybody. Okay, so to switch to a different state back here in Central Florida, Lighthouse Central Florida, Lighthouse Works has a bunch of jobs. They have a customer care professional job at their call center, a client services, a case manager / client services coordinator, a call center manager, and then let's see what else. I always have to turn all these pages. There's so many jobs. They're looking for a contract closeout specialist also, an early intervention vision services mentor, and an IT support technician. And they have a whole bunch of certified staff openings, such as certified orientation mobility specialist, certified assistive technology instructional specialist. That's a teacher of the visually impaired, certified vision rehabilitation therapist, and certified low vision therapists. And there's just so many. And like I said, if you're interested, call 407-898-2483. And
don't forget to tell them you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Absolutely. And ask them about the jobs.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
We're ready.
All right.
Ready.
So I got a young man from Lake Worth, Florida. I believe this is Gary. Gary, how you doing, Gary?
Oh, okay.
Hi. I'm fine. Okay, how's everyone tonight?
Good. One second, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
So you got Gary from West Palm Beach. Who else do you have?
No, Lake Worth.
No, Lake Worth.
Worth.
And
Gary
then
Lake Worth.
I hear Al to call in, but Al hung up.
Oh.
Right after Al, we have John.
John, where's he from?
From St. Charles.
That's St. Charles is from Missouri, right?
St. Charles?
Yeah, St. Charles from Missouri. It's outside of St. Louis.
Oh, John is from Pembroke Pine, Florida. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. A big difference. Big difference.
I'm sorry.
Now, John from Pembroke Pine.
And then we have Sonia from Orlando.
So Sonia from Orlando.
Right.
Okay, so now let's go to the first caller.
Okay,
this is
here
Gary
we go.
From West Palm Beach.
No.
But
Lake Worth.
Lake Worth.
Gary from Lake Worth. Okay, so Gary, you got to name four. If you only gained three or two, you don't get it. So who's
No, I got four.
Okay, let me hear.
Yeah, Phil Collins.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh,
him.
Wow. Okay.
That's one. I forgot about him. That's one.
Yep.
Lionel Richie.
That's yep. mine. Yay.
Yes, that's yep. two. Yep, that's two.
Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Wait, before you go, for what group was he with?
He was with NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Oh,
that's true.
That's not your generation.
And not you, Michael.
That's true. My last one is Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Good one. Wow.
Well, you just won a $25 gift card.
Good job.
So $25 gift
card. We only had one same one
from
me.
Olive Garden.
Wow.
Okay.
Congratulations.
But I don't want the other two to go away because I'm going to find out from them. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Great job. Give your name
and we'll send you a $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, now, who's on the line next?
I would not have known those answers.
Who's on the line next?
Okay, so on the line we have now would be...
John.
Hold on one second, because we got to work... It's a certain way I can work the phone over here without cutting anybody off.
John?
So give me one. Let me patch John in and let me... All right. So this is how we're going to do it. I got... Gary's information? Okay, so we're going to get Gary's information.
Gary, don't hang up. I think it is. Yeah. From a long time ago, but he might have moved.
Yeah, Gary, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
Oh, I want to talk to John. John's from where?
John is from Pembroke Pines.
Pembroke Pines. Okay, John.
Yes.
Okay, now here's the trivia now. Can you name four lead singers who left, but you can't name the four that Gary. You got to go four others. Can you name four others that Gary didn't mention?
Yeah, I haven't mentioned them yet.
Okay, let me hear the four. Let me hear your four.
Oh, God, there's so many of them. How about Michael Jackson?
That's what I was thinking about. Michael, wait. That's what I was thinking about. Michael Jackson. Okay, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah, what's one?
Lionel Richie.
That's what we were thinking about, too. Yep.
Okay, going way back, you got David Ruffin from the Temptations.
No, I wouldn't give you that one because he never had any, as far as I know, did he have big hits after he left?
He went out on his own. Okay, all right, that's cool. No problem.
Who else?
What do they have? They have hits after they left?
Yeah, but you got two. Let me hear two more. The ones I'm thinking about, I'm sure you know because they're big people.
Yeah, okay. Diana Ross?
That's what I was thinking about. Diana Ross, yep, that's a big one. Three. One more.
Okay. About Smokey Robinson.
Okay, I'll give that one. Smokey Robinson Miracles. Okay, that's four. You got it, and you just won $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
Now, who is this? Now?
This is John.
John.
From?
Pembroke Pines.
Okay.
Pembroke Pines.
I just want to make sure I have a note.
Okay, thank you. And you just won
congratulations, John.
You just won $25 gift card. I think he's a first-time caller.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so you're going to get a bracelet, too. And you're going to get yourself
a
$25 gift card.
Okay, we have 2 minutes, Michael.
Okay, let's hear the next person. Who's on the line?
All righty, let's go over to, who was our next caller?
Orlando, Sonia.
Sonia from Orlando.
Quickly.
Sonia, you there?
Sonia from Orlando. Here we go. Sonia, are you there? How you doing, Sonia?
No, this is Erica.
Erica is new. Okay. So Sonia must have hung up then. Okay.
Erica, you're new?
No, I'm not new.
You're not new.
Erica from Lake Mary.
Okay.
Yes.
So you, who is some of the lead singers that started their own, became famous, but you can't mention somebody that already was mentioned already. So who do you come up with? You have four more? There's a lot more.
Oh, okay. Well, I came up with Tina Turner, Beyonce, Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake.
Michael Jackson, that's a new one. Okay, I'll give you Michael Jackson. That's what I was thinking about. Michael, what were you saying?
No, because somebody mentioned Michael.
Oh, somebody mentioned Michael Jackson.
Now, Beyonce, yes.
You can't mention Ike and Tina because that wasn't with a group. So it was just her husband and her. So I can't mention that. She wasn't a group. Ike and Tina, that I don't count that. Okay, who was the next one?
Beyonce.
Who was she with?
Beyonce was with the group Destiny's Child.
Okay, yeah, that's right. So that's two. Okay, any more?
Justin Timberlake.
Somebody said Justin already.
Okay. Oh, all right. And you're looking for four?
Yep. Has to be four.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that's it.
All right. Have a good
job, okay. Erica.
Thank you.
Before we get to break thank at you. The top of the hour, I just want to give a shout out to Vicky out there in Greensboro. If you could please call in and give your complete address to Charlotte We would appreciate
it. Are there any more on the line?
Vicky from Greensboro. I think she's from the Industries of the Blind.
Chris, any more on the line?
Yeah, we got one. We got Pamela on the line, but it's the top of the hour.
We have to go to the top of the hour.
So we got to go to the top of the hour. Tell Pamela, hold on. Not to go anywhere.
Where's she from?
And Pamela is from Orlando.
Okay, we'll talk to Pamela on the other side of the break.
So we'll talk to Pamela momentarily. We'll just tell her to hold on one moment. Pamela, okay. Don't hang up. I know I'm talking in the mic and talking to you at the same time.
Stay tuned for Blind Beyond in the second hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you're good.